Zoonosis Exhibition Forward, written by Logan Art Gallery, Logan City Council, Queensland, and read by Rebecca Butler, with technical support from Andrea Higgins. Zoonosis is a national touring exhibition presented by Logan Art Gallery, Logan City Council, in partnership with Museums and Galleries Queensland. Logan Art Gallery and Logan City Council are delighted to partner with Museums and Galleries Queensland to tour this exciting and topical exhibition by Logan artist Dr. Nicola Hooper. Zoonosis was first exhibited at Logan Art Gallery in October 2018, supported by the Regional Arts Development Fund. Regional Arts Development Fund is a partnership between the Queensland Government and Logan City Council to support local artists and culture in regional Queensland. The Zoonosis exhibition derived from Nicola Hooper's doctoral research, Zoonosis, a Visual Narrative, exploring the relationship between humans and animals, particularly in fairy tale and historical rhyme. This artist's practice comments on our contradictory perception of animals in relation to fear of disease. While some species are inherently dangerous to humans by way of predatory behaviors or toxicity, others elicit irrational fear or revulsion unrelated to their potential for harm. While contemporary scientific knowledge has abated many of our superstitions about animals, an unknown danger we still fear are diseases or zoonoses that could potentially spread from animals to humans. Entering Zoonosis is an immersive experience with hand-coloured lithographs, artist books, and oversized suspended creatures set against highly decorative wallpapers designed by the artist. Closer inspection of the appealing wallpaper pattern with a distinctive green background reveals an intricate design comprising those animals most likely to spread disease. The green colour itself is a reference to the vivid arsenical pigment used to colour Victorian wallpapers. Somewhat prescient, this exhibition will engage and delight visitors as it tours regional communities, continuing to navigate the ongoing global pandemic. Zoonosis Exhibition Catalogue Essay, written by the artist Dr. Nicola Hooper. A zoonosis is classified as an infection or infectious disease that is transferred from an animal host to human. Up to 70% of all new diseases have their genesis in animal hosts. My exhibition, Zoonosis, uses drawing as a narrative tool to consider human fear of animal hosts in the context of their association with zoonosis and draws parallels to the representation of animals in fairy tales, myths, and rhymes. Three main areas of investigation inform and underpin the work. Firstly, the exploration of zoonotic diseases. In doing this, I reference human culpability in the spread of these viruses in association with our representation of animals in popular culture and the resulting perception of animals in the context of fear of disease. This is explored through theorist Steve Baker's ideas of animal-endorsed and animal-skeptical and sociologist Kay Pegg's perceptions of good and bad animals. Secondly, the role of fairy tales and rhymes, both historically and as tool to subversively relay information in the present, is referenced. Third area addresses sociologist Stanley Cohen's concepts of moral panic, social anxiety, and states of denial as outcomes of the media's representation of zoonotic outbreaks. This research, conducted during study for my doctorate, has resulted in the creation of lithographic diptychs, sculptures, artist books containing created rhymes, and a number of zoonotic wallpapers. These works use fairy tales, myth, and rhymes as a metaphor to discuss zoonotic outbreaks in a non-threatening and restrained manner. I employ these tropes within my studio practice, focusing on the narrative possibilities associated with various host animals. Within this work, I suggest that we use fairy tales and rhymes and associated anthropomorphism to both discuss and educate about zoonotic viruses and various animal hosts in a way to generate greater understanding of the natural world. Zoonosis, a Visual Narrative, Exhibition Catalogue Essay, written by Dr. Jess Berry. Fairy tales, myths, and rhymes are as old as humanity, originating in oral traditions. Their later dissemination, mediated through manuscripts and print, allowed these stories to traverse locations and generations. In some ways, they might be thought of as first cultural memes, replicating and transforming stories predicated on human communication of shared experience, propagating like virus, undergoing transformation through innovation and transmissions across cultures and societies. As anthropologist and neuroscientist Melvin Connor argues, fairy tale, as a mimetic genre that retains its roots in oral traditions, has formed distinct patterns of action, employing other media such as print, electronics, drawing, photography, movies, and digital technology to create counterworlds and gain distance from our world of reality so that we can know it as well as ourselves. Artist Nicola Hooper engages with these elements of the fairy tale, its virus-like replication and its representation through illustrated prints, to explore themes of morality in our understanding of human-animal relationships as they relate to the spread of zoonotic disease. Traditional fairy tales, myths, and rhymes have been dominated by anthropomorphized animals as both hero and villain protagonist in narratives of death and danger. As such, they are a perfect vehicle to convey Hooper's investigation into how we humans both despise animals for their role in spreading disease across species, yet also revere them as they provide us with the means of vaccination through scientific testing and discovery. Hooper brings to bear her significant technical skills to present a unique drawing style reminiscent of both natural history and children's book illustration. Her attention to detail is born out of careful study of animal specimens in museum collections, fittingly applied to archival and current newspaper stories of zoonotic diseases that have devastating effects on human life. Hooper cleverly adapts familiar stories such as Puss in Boots, along with myths, fables, and rhymes to present real-life tales of death and danger in ways that help us to better understand our changing environment. In doing so, she demonstrates how this narrative's form continues to remain relevant to contemporary culture and society, and indeed, art. In this exhibition, the artist not only reinvents age-old parables to convey her zoonotic tales, she also extends the possibilities of print to sculpture and installation. Engaging with aesthetics associated with Victorian Gothic Revival interiors, Hooper's wallpaper installation alludes to a time when both fairy tales and art were concerned with both the effects of the Industrial Revolution on the environment. The tales of Hans Christian Andersen, for example, the fir tree, showed humans as abusers of the natural environment, commenting on the real threat to the English landscape. The artist and designer William Morris, famous for his decorative patterned wallpaper, similarly celebrated nature, plants and animals at a time when the ravages of factory smog plagued the health of society. In engaging with these associations and through the language of the tales themselves, Hooper asks us to reflect on our own complicit actions in the spread of zoonotic diseases, whereby our impact on the degradation of animals' natural habitats and our contribution to climate change is increasing the risk of diseases such as malaria, dengue fever, and Hendra virus spreading to humans. In this way, through her meticulously rendered drawings and prints, Hooper makes clear current moral quandaries of humanity, yet they also inspire the viewer with a sense of awe and wonder, just as traditional fairy tales intended. Zoonosis is a touring exhibition of works by Dr. Nicola Hooper, presented by Logan Art Gallery, Logan City Council, in partnership with Museums and Galleries Queensland. This project has been assisted by the Australian Government's Visions of Australia program and is supported by the Queensland Government through Arts Queensland and proudly sponsored by Hames Paints. Museums and Galleries Queensland is supported by the Tim Fairfax Family Foundation and receives funds through the Australian Cultural Fund. This recording was produced by Museums and Galleries Queensland in 2023. Museums and Galleries Queensland also acknowledges the support of the Queensland State Archives in providing access to their recording studio. For more information about the Zoonosis Touring Exhibition, visit Museums and Galleries Queensland's website at magsq.com.au. Thank you for listening.